Saúde o Papa! Acolha o Papa!
In a football stadium overflowing with the young people of Latin America, Pope Benedict XVI launched an appeal for the future of the continent. To the thousands who cried out his name, he said, "Do not waste your youth. Do not seek to escape from it. Live it intensely, consecrated to the high ideals of faith and human solidarity." The long-awaited encounter between the Holy Father and the young people was a celebration of light, life and song, as Sao Paulo's Pacaembu Stadium was transformed into a place of prayer, of hope and of faith. They had come from across the vast continent to hear his message, a message rooted in the teachings of the Gospel, which spoke of life and reached out to today's lost youth.
Queridos jovens, queridos amigos y amigas.
"Our forests have more life," he began, urging the young to guard against the devastation of the environment in the Amazon basin and the threats against the human dignity of peoples living within the region. "When we see the beauty of creation," he said, "and recognize the goodness present there, it is impossible not to believe in God." Then, citing Matthew 19, he said that the commandments are not imposed upon us from without. They do not diminish our freedom or limit our life. Rather, they are a strong internal incentive leading us to God and eternal life. The Pope continued that we cannot limit life to the here and now, however much we might try to broaden the horizons of time. Recalling his own youth, he told those young people there in the stadium, "Their tomorrow depends much on how they are living the today of their youth." From these words of advice, Pope Benedict went on to share his concern for the countless youth who have been lost, who succumb to fear and lose hope in life. "We see the high death rate among young people, the threat of violence, the deplorable proliferation of drugs, which strike at the deepest roots of youth today." Speaking to those gathered, he said, "Be apostles, invite them to walk with you, to encounter Jesus so that they may feel truly loved and come to God." He called on them to be builders of a new society by putting their faith into practice. This, he said, begins with a solid spiritual formation and correct interpretation of Christian life. Without these, he warned, young people easily fall prey to all the assaults of materialism and secularism, which are more and more active at all levels. "Be men and women who are free and responsible. Make the family a center of peace and joy based on the sacrament of holy matrimony. This," the Holy Father told them, "is God's great gift to mankind and must be based on mutual respect and chastity, both within and outside marriage. Be promoters of life," he continued, "from its beginning to its natural end. Protect the elderly, since they deserve respect and admiration for the good they have done." But above all, the Pope warned against excessive ambition, against the corruption of power and wealth, which he said all too often leads to hatred and violence. The Pope concluded, "You, young people, are not just the future of the Church and of humanity, as if we could somehow run away from the present. The Church needs you as young people to manifest to the world the face of Jesus Christ, visible in the Christian community."
Cristo. Cristo vos chama a serem santos.
Pope Benedict XVI's long-awaited message was greeted with a resounding applause and chants of, "We see, we hear that our Pope is here." The words of the Pope still ringing in their ears, the young people across the stadium erupted in celebration. They had come to Pacaembu with questions, with testimonies of the difficulties they face as young Christians in an often hostile world. The Pope had listened to their words, delivered by five young representatives, while images of the favelas racked with poverty and prisons packed with lost youth flickered across giant screens. He listened, and then, with the patience of a pastor and the intuition of a true teacher, answered those questions and urged the young people to remember that they are the vital lungs of the Latin American Church and its future.
Dear young friends, like the young men in the Gospel who asked Jesus, "What must I do to have eternal life?" all of you are searching for ways of responding generously to God's call. I pray that you may hear this saving word and become his witnesses to the people of today. May God pour out upon all of you his blessings of peace and joy.
From Pacaembu Stadium, Sao Paulo, I'm Ema McCarthy.